It's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today three people who are associated with an interesting titled organization, No More Matsu. I'm going to invite Janelle to describe what, first of all, who you all are, and then an introduction to No More Matsu.
Okay, well, first of all, Mike, thank you to Radio Free Palmer for allowing us to have this opportunity to talk about the No More Matsu campaign. My name is Janelle Gagnon, and the hat I bring to this is as a Wasilla Sunrise Rotarian and a concerned parent and community member. No More Matsu is the local adoption of a national campaign to end domestic violence and sexual assault. And so just to be clear, No More Matsu has nothing to do with trying to abolish the Matsu borough. It has everything to do with trying to significantly reduce, eliminate, if possible, the alarmingly high rates of domestic violence and sexual assault here in the Valley. And I am very fortunate to be working with two incredible high school students. And I'm sure they'll talk a little bit more about themselves in this interview. But we have Lucas Adams, who is our interim president, and Issa Weiss, who is our interim treasurer. We are in our first year of moving toward student leadership in this campaign.
Which one of the two of you would like to continue?
My name is Issa Weiss. I've been with No More Matsu for the past 2 years, and it's really exciting to see the campaign being transitioned to youth leadership this year.
Hi, my name's Lucas. I have grown up in the Valley my whole life. I have recently joined No More Matsu as of March 2018 and have kind of taken a full-step leadership approach to doing my part to end domestic violence in the Valley.
I'm curious. The name, No More Matsu. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
So No More is a national campaign, and we have adopted it for the Matsu Valley. So that's where you get No More Matsu. And it's saying no more to domestic violence and sexual assault.
Okay. When you say it's been a national campaign, any one of you, how long has that national campaign been happening? Do you have some sense of that, Lucas?
2013.
So about 5 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you find that when you look at the national campaign, you have kind of an organizational set of principles, or how do you relate to the national campaign or to campaigns that might be occurring in other places around the state or the country?
As we spread our campaign around the Valley, you can kind of relate it to the national campaign as we do carry the same logo. And it's kind of a universal logo used across all the campaigns across the United States and various other countries, such as No Mas, which is I believe in Mexico.
It's definitely the Spanish version of No More.
Right.
And by relating to those other campaigns, we can kind of spread our influence and connect to other places as how they may have fixed the problem.
Okay, so let's go back just into the history a little bit. I'm always fascinated on how something happens. How did this happen? How did it start? Who had heard of it or carried it forth so that it became No More Matsu?
So I'll speak to this a little bit, and then Issa and Lucas might want to chime in. But again, I'm a member of Wasilla Sunrise Rotary Club, and I came into this campaign 3 years ago, but it had already, so we're going into our fifth year. 5 years ago, Jason Marvel, who is the principal of Rochelle High School and father to two young women, found the results of the 2015 Alaska Victimization Study, which revealed that one out of two women in Alaska, and this holds true for the Valley as well, have been victims of either domestic violence or sexual assault or both. Understanding that statistically, that could mean that one of his two daughters could also be a victim. He was motivated both as a father, as an administrator of students, as a community member to bring the problem forward to our Rotary Club. And that's when Wasilla Sunrise Rotary Club picked up the mantle and said, we got to do something about this. So the intention of No More Matsu has always been to be a youth-led campaign But the last 4 years, it's been primarily adult-led with student involvement, like Issa and a number of other students. But last March, as Lucas mentioned, as we were planning a big event, which I think they both would love to talk about, called Rock the Resilience, we really saw unprecedented numbers of students get involved in that event.
So which I'm thinking about the way people live all over the central part of the valley and of course in other parts of Mat-Su. Where are the people that are participating drawn from? Are there certain schools or areas? Talk a little bit about the demographics of this whole thing.
Colony High School, there's been a lot of students from Colony in previous years, but over this past year, we've gotten a lot of involvement from Career Tech and Wasilla High and other schools in the Palmer-Wasilla area.
Okay. Do you have some sort of general number of how many students are presently working in this whole area? That's the kind of a ballpark figure. Doesn't have to be exact.
Okay. So as a core team, as Issa mentioned, we're transitioning to student leadership. So this year, we know for sure we've probably got about 7 or 8 students representing primarily the schools that Issa mentioned. The desire really is to get students involved from every secondary school, ultimately, in the Valley. We should mention that last year we had larger numbers as we were planning a specific event. And we cannot forget to give a shout out to, there were at least 5 consistent students from the Mat-Su College who came to help us as well.
I'm looking at a handout, a single page here, which has some general statistics and where to go for more information, et cetera. And I don't see specifically on here an event coming up in the near future, but I'm guessing there is an event coming up in the near future.
Our unofficial plan at the moment would be to host a Rock the Resilience 2, okay, which was our major event we hosted. We had bands from every single high school except one. We had singers, dancers, speakers, and just kind of brought various groups of around the community together for one common goal, and that's to, as our whole campaign is, for ending domestic violence.
And at this event, we had these music groups from the different schools perform songs about consent or resilience, and it was an evening that brought the community together and raised awareness for domestic violence and sexual assault, and reaffirmed our goal that we want to say no more to this.
Okay. And when did that happen? Where?
Last April at the Glenn Massey Theater. And I think we're looking to hold it a little bit earlier in the year this time around.
Before April. Same thing. Are you still looking at the Massey?
We're hoping. We're in conversation, but we really should think publicly, if we can, the Mat-Su College and the Glenn Massey Theater, because we've held a summit the last 3 years in this event, and it's been donated every time. So, Lucas, what do you anticipate Rock the Resilience will look like this year?
I believe that one of my main goals for Rock the Resilience this year is widening the demographic of people involved, such as, yes, we had all the bands and such, but why not have a extreme skew off the average person that would rally and just kind of spread the awareness, kind of just spreading out the group, I believe would give a lot better influence across our valley.
Okay. So how often do you meet? How do you go about doing the planning?
During the school year, we actually meet every other Tuesday.
Okay.
And we get together and we have an agenda and we all decide on, like, we have a list of stuff we need to get done, and it may just be planning Rock Resilience or getting informational cards spread out throughout the valley in a timely manner without having one person having to go to every single location.
Sure. How do you invite people to be part of this whole effort?
In the past, it's really been like if somebody knows someone else who might be interested, invites them to join the group. And it's kind of spread like that. But in the future, I know we're going through a really big transition right now, so I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work in the future, but we definitely love to have youth come.
So we're particularly encouraged at this point in time with this campaign. In years past, we've been doing a lot of reaching out, particularly to the Mat-Su Borough School District, realizing that if we are truly to touch the lives of as many children in the Valley as possible, we need to partner with the school district. And now we're finding that we're having entities and organizations in the Mat-Su Valley who are reaching out to us and asking to be involved, looking for partnership. We're excited that we have the 2018 Mrs. Alaska, Leticia Wade, whose entire platform is about building up youth so that they can be resilient to face challenges like this. So she's just one example of somebody out in the community who approached us. We've had involvement with other organizations like Enliven Dance Group. They were a part of Rock the Resilience last year. And I'd love to see either Issa or Lucas speak to ultimately, you know, how maybe the goal is shifting a little bit with No More Mat-Su in terms of course, we want everybody in the Valley, adults included, to be aware of these statistics, to be motivated to do something about it. But the reason for it being a student-led campaign is so that students can reach out to other students. And so I'm curious what you think that might look like.
One of the ideas we had was we would travel around to various high schools in the Valley, do a presentation, maybe an assembly to, you know, get everyone involved. And as we leave, we ask students to create a subgroup there. And that subgroup would be responsible for kind of watching over their school and then educating that school's students as we move on. And then all together, those subgroups can come together during meetings and such. And we can all put the district-wide ideas into advance, such as Rock the Resilience ideas.
And one thing that I've been hearing a lot when dealing with these large issues in a community is starting upstream. And so trying to get the message out to our peers when they're young so that they go through life and have that idea that domestic violence and sexual assault is not okay, and hope and try to create a future where that is non-existent.
So I'm curious about your contact with the school district. Is there a particular part of the school district or person that's your point of contact or program? Because I know the district is very much interested in issues of this sort too.
Absolutely. And I think with the signing of Bree's Law, we're further encouraged, although the Mat-Su Borough School District had already written into the curriculum K-12 something that they would call social emotional learning.
Sure.
And there is, a special component to the secondary level of this, you know, grade 7 through 12, where there is an emphasis on resiliency, relationships that are predicated upon respect, and teaching. Trying to instill in our youth what a healthy relationship looks like, that if you find yourself not in a healthy relationship, that there are trusted people, people that teens can go to, that young people can go to get help. And really just trying to foster this idea of resiliency. And as Issa mentioned, that's a great phrase, looking upstream to try to stop the problem before it gets started.
I also know that the Mat-Su Health Foundation has been very active in all aspects of health here in the Valley. Have you had any contact with Health Foundation?
Well, luckily we have somebody sitting here with us whose mother is a big part of that. So I'll let her answer that question. Oh, well, the Mat-Su Health Foundation was, of course, a big part of the recent prevention summit that took place at the Glenn Massey Theater. Yeah. And, I think we should all just look forward to seeing how they might get more involved as the school district gets more involved. Lucas, so I should mention that Issa and Lucas and a couple of the other students that are on our interim sort of leadership team are also a big part of a Valley-wide school leadership situation called Student Advisory Board. And Issa, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were leading the health...
The Wellness Committee.
Wellness Committee. Okay. And Lucas, I think in particular, you should speak to your role in Student Advisory Board and how that's lending itself well to your leadership with No More Mat-Su.
I actually joined No More Matsu due to a presentation by Janelle herself about No More Matsu, and that influenced my decision to join. But as I became a member of No More Matsu and student advisory board, I learned about the cross relation I can build, as I am the head of the curriculum committee. And looking at stopping the problem before it starts is going to be based in our schools. That's where kids are going to have the most social development. And by writing in specific advances to, say, Breeze Law to include consent and expand it completely, it would allow us to stop the problem before it started. And with my authority as curriculum committee, I can kind of have a lot easier way of doing that, as I can get directly to the people responsible in our school district.
And we have so many great leadership groups within the Matsu School District, and it's great when we can work together, and it's always been beneficial for us.
Mike Malevsky here. I've been talking with Janelle, Issa, and Lucas about No More Matsu, and I'm curious about a number or a contact place. If someone's listening to this and they say, I'd like to know more, I'd like to be part of this, what should they do?
That's a great question. So we have a very active and robust Facebook page currently. So if our listeners right now went to Facebook and just searched for No More Matsu, they would find the Facebook page. We like people to understand that we are not a resource agency ourselves. We're just here to point people toward resources. And I think our page does a very good job of doing that and then engaging people in the discussion, which ultimately is of greatest importance right now, because when people hear the statistic, 1 out of 2 women in Alaska, in the Matsu Valley, are victims of either sexual assault or domestic violence or both, it's too much. People shut down. You see it in their face. They don't know what to do about it. But nothing can be done until we're willing to actually truly acknowledge that that problem exists, and then realize that we have the capacity as a community to change that dynamic. So Facebook page is a good start. And then, Lucas, do you want to tell us what's happening with social media?
We will shortly have a more advanced Twitter and Instagram. I would like to personally focus on the Twitter a lot more, because you can get information across to multiple people, even if they don't follow you, in proximity to you a lot faster and more efficient than, let's say, Facebook or Instagram. And if you do contact, let's say, our Facebook, you can actually maybe reroute it to one of our student members now, who can give you more information on what it's like to be in the group and see if it's right for you. And if it's right for you and you're listening right now, we need all the help we can get.
So that is correct. People can always message us through Facebook, and we are very quick to respond to that. And I think the important thing to note is that we have our first official student-led meeting, where Lucas will actually be running the meeting on August 21st. And so a lot of the nuts and bolts of what this campaign is going to look like moving forward is going to get established at that meeting, and certainly at meetings after that as well. One of the big purposes of that meeting also is to talk about how we will use social media now that we have more students involved, and just making sure that we're using it appropriately, of course, but also effectively. And I think this is where students are really going to succeed. There's just a way that I think an understanding of how the efficacy, I guess, of social media that students have that maybe I don't have, or I don't, you know, I just, or how it's used. So I'm excited to see the Instagram page and the Twitter page become more robust as well.
Okay. Well, we have a short time left. Any last comments or things you'd like to share with listeners?
Be sure to check out our Facebook page for updates, and keep an eye out for our Rock the Resilience event early next year. And we'd love to have more youth involved, so keep an eye out for us.
Okay.
And if you think being a freshman or a sophomore disadvantages you to joining this group, you are wrong. Most of us are seniors and graduating, so we would really like to see a younger youth step up and kind of take our place as we transition out. We need new student leaders to transition in, and yeah.
Okay, Janelle?
And I would just like to thank everybody in the community that has helped us advance to this place that we are today. I'm very excited about transitioning to a student-led campaign. We have about 7 adult advisors, including the person who brought this issue forward to my Rotary Club to begin with, Jason Marvel of Burchell High School. I think we're about 7 other adults who will stay on in an adult advisory committee, but really it's going to be all about seeing where the students take this. And I agree, stay tuned for our Rock the Resilience version 2. We could not have done that event without having the support, the ideological support of the music directors of every high school in this valley. The only high school who wasn't able to be involved was Reddington, and they were having their own concert that night. It was a very busy time for them, but they understood the great need. It was awesome to see them step up to the plate, and awesome to see Enliven Dance Group do that as well. And just, you know, opportunities like this, sitting here with you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to your coming back. Just before the event that happens early next year, and then maybe after the event, to share all of that. So we've been talking about No More Matsu, but we shall hear more from you about this whole program.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.